Program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are on. This is Guardian 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. I am your hostess with the absolute mostest, Kendani Campbell-Moss. And for those of you within the sound of my voice, this is going to be a different type of show this evening. And I want to remind you that I'm going to do something very, very special on the 30th of December. Everybody is welcome. Men, women, boys, girls, no children. It's an adult conversation for those of you that are in relationships, had relationships. We're going to talk about sex, intimacy, sexual fantasies. We're going to talk about everything that's pertaining to a relationship. On the 30th of December, we're going to have Kenny's Corner Conversations After Dark. It's going to be an event. It's going to be very, very good. Now, before we even get into tonight's conversation, right, I'm talking to you from the perspective of a mother. We're coming to you in regards to relationships and mothering burnout, being in a relationship while being a mom. Now, for those of you that have been listening or watching any form of social media today, you'd have seen that social media has gone absolutely berserk with this 18-year-old that was representing the country and has been left or has been abandoned when she came off of the stage. She was handed a letter. We want to talk about that for a few moments, because as a mother, how do you feel about this particular thing? As a parent, your child is there representing your country, and she feels disenfranchised. She has 5 pieces of luggage. They only paid for her to get there one way. Coming back, she's unattended. It's someone from another country that assists your child. As a mother, how do you feel? But let's talk about being in a relationship and being a mother. Now, as a woman, we wear so many hats. And I've even noticed when having the conversation on Kitty's Corner on Tuesday evenings, the majority of my callers are men. And for those of you that meet me at the barbershop on Wednesdays when I get my haircut, thank you for coming to meet me at the barbershop. Thank you so very much. And I have not paid for a haircut in the past 2 months because these men come to the barbershop and they want to have conversation. Last week, somebody brought me some lemons. I don't know what I'm going to get this evening when I come off of the air, but I'm available. Let me hear what y'all bring in me this evening. Now, I have in studio with me 2 very beautiful ladies. They are the mothers, they are the nurturers of our young flowers, if you will. One woman has like 8 kids, right? And this other woman has like 5, right? And so mothering while in a relationship is a challenge. It's a juggle, We have to be mom, sister, guardian, lover, everything, all encompassing in one, while still trying to navigate through life. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Hi, good evening. I'm Kiani Thomas, mother of 3 plus a stepchild, so 4 altogether.
Okay.
I'm Alexis Hannah, mother of 4. No pluses, just all 4.
From Are you sure, Alexis?
No more, Kenny. 4 children, and I'm done.
You're done. Now...
Oh, I also want to note that I'm also done, too, as well.
You're done? You're sure?
100%.
Okay. I said this
4 years ago, but here I'm...
With a 2-month-old.
Okay. I see where the boxed wine comes in handy. Thank you so much. Well,
it's very necessary.
I'm a mother. I had triplets, and my triplets died. And so I'm a mother of 1. My daughter, I just have 1 baby. Mm-hmm. And her name literally means God answers prayers. Her name is Anai. Everybody knows that's her name, right? So Alexis, let's talk tonight about this conversation. Let's have a real conversation here. When you think about being in a relationship, right? How has your relationship dynamic changed since becoming a mother? What challenges have you faced together? Now, I also have about 11 questions in my inbox for other people. Mm. 2 of them are from men, and I'm going to read one because I found it very misogynistic. But, you know, that's how they are. Some of them are. So go ahead, Alexis, and give me your response to that question.
How has my relationship dynamic changed? Well, I can say that it has changed greatly. So I've been married next year. February is going to be 13 years. But I've been with my husband for 5 years prior to us being married. Mm-hmm. That 5 years prior, you know, that was like the lovey-dovey stage. Everything was, oh, we're going out together. We do everything together. We were friends. We were lovers. All of these different beautiful things. Everything was very romanticized, and then we got married. And, you know, people say don't necessarily rush into having kids and whatnot. Can I tell you, nothing was planned.
Right.
We got married, and a year later, I had my first child. So the honeymoon phase, I guess, was shortened, if you will.
Right.
And it was, I feel like, a drastic change in the dynamic. So we went from, you know, spending long weekends in together, wrapped up in bed together, to then now someone got to be waking up to change diapers and feed the baby and do all these different things. So the relationship dynamic definitely changed because we had to go more into partner mode. We had to go more into trying to put this team together to look after another life, not necessarily just, you know, living off of love to sustain ourselves. But now we have something else that we have to now look forward to and look after. And that was something that was a huge shift for us. And Kiani, I don't know if you want to share how that changed for you guys. I know your situation was different.
So my story is a little different. I met my husband. I left Nassau with my daughter. So I have a 13-year-old now. So I was a single mom. And so as a single mom, I did whatever I wanted to do. I made my own rules. My life was amazing. And I was convinced.
Did you just say your life was amazing?
It was.
All right. I like the reality of your conversation.
I mean, not to say it's not amazing now, but like I said, it was a big shift. So I moved to Turks and Caicos. I found my husband. We moved back here. We got married all within a year of dating. So it was a lot of change, and I think we got married and then we had a baby within the first year of marriage. So we did a lot of big life milestones in a matter of 12 months, which a lot of people take, you know, like course of years to do. Mm-hmm. So we did a lot in a short time. And it was one thing when it was one baby to add to the mix. There was COVID that happened right after the baby arrived. And so it was just dynamic after dynamic shifting. And so we, like Alexis mentioned, what was first just lovey-dovey, the honeymoon stage, lots of fun, lots of drinking, going out, partying, turned into now we have to deal with this child.
We have to be real adults.
We have to be real adults. We're responsible for multiple children now, and so we have to get it together. And so the dynamic of the relationship shifted in a big way in a short time. And then, you know, now here comes another baby. And I think it's just a matter of dealing with things as they come. Mm-hmm. And I think that's not easy for everyone to do.
It is not.
And I find that it's not easy for men to do, because my husband always reminds me how much fun I used to be, how exciting I used to be. And I was just, you know, always happy, always full of joy. But I have to keep reminding him that was when I had much less responsibilities. You know, things were just different. And so I think the dynamic has changed. And while we have to change with the dynamic, it's not always easy for both persons in the relationship to adjust and just make it happen.
So I have a question, right? And you tell me if this is too intrusive, but this is Guardian Talk Radio, and we want to get the real conversation. The
children this should is Kenny's
be,
corner.
Yeah, this is Kenny's corner. The children should be out of the vehicle. This is the time for us to have the real conversation, right? Mm. And I'm a divorcee, right? Mm. And I say that my parents showed me how to manage a household, how to clean, how to do all of the cosmetic things, mm-hmm. to make the house run. But as a wife, I didn't see what happened in the background with my parents. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened in the background, but what I can say is that no one ever came to my mom's door and said, well, Donna, Kendall have one child for you. Mm-hmm. That never happened. Mm-hmm. My father, he got paid on a Friday. When he worked for somebody else, and then he became an entrepreneur. He has his own business. When my daddy got up on a Friday of Taylor's Industries, daddy said, Donna, that's the money there. Do what you have to do, mm-hmm. right? And I thought that my marriage would have been the exact same way, but I mm-hmm. didn't know what it encompassed. Mm-hmm. There are some messages in my chat from, there are some men that have asked the question. You tipped on it a few moments ago, and you said your husband would have said to you that you would have been so fun and this, that, and the next. And so this message that reads simply, being a mother and a wife do not go hand in hand. Sometimes I wish that my wife and I did not have these children, because I've lost the woman that I have had. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I've now began to seek what I've lost in someone else. Mm-hmm. So this person is saying that because of the things that happened in his matriculation of his marriage, he has stepped outside. I mean, yeah. That's literally what he's saying to me. So how do you keep the spice alive? Like, do you drop some rose petals from the bed? Do you engage in 69? What do you do? We have a caller. Do I have to take this call?
Because I'm some yeah
my my callers. I want to make sure
straight
I get
out of the
them.
Gate, man.
We coming in hot out of the gate. Caller, good evening. You are on the air.
Good evening, Ms. Kendall, and you and your guest.
Good evening.
I try to call early because this is my church night, so I call before my ride.
I'm so happy that you call. How you doing today?
I'm good tonight. I had a little too much last week. I couldn't call. Couldn't even get to church. But let me say something. I believe my children, I have two big adults. My wife is now deceased. Mm-hmm. But I believe my children made my wife the woman she was when she was alive. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like that.
My wife, we spent about a year and a couple year and about 3 months together before she got pregnant. Mm-hmm. At being married. Mm-hmm. And she was never one to really go out. She's always she was from the island, so they, you know, my island people there. Trusting kind of no fish, right? No downtown, anything, the end of that.
Right, yes, sir.
But after getting the children, then she had to now adjust herself going to the mall. You know, the children want to go to the mall on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. The children want to go downtown. You know, my wife never went to Chonkano until my daughter was about 5 years old. My wife had never been to Chonkano in her life.
Wow.
My daughter cried to go to Junior Chonkano. And I say, now, we can go. I ain't carrying this girl by myself.
Right.
Because when time for this girl to go do a little number one or whatever, you have to take up.
Right.
Now, let's go together. We'll go as a family. I'll do whatever, pay whatever, whatever I'll do it.
Yes. So let
and
me ask.
That was the first time my wife ever saw me taking part in Junkanoo, she used to watch me on TV.
Right.
My wife never went downtown to watch a Junkanoo before.
Now, let
so
me
my children brought out a lot in her.
Let me ask you something. Did you, when you saw your wife with your children, did that make you feel a
like
particular...
A man.
Okay.
I was a man.
Okay.
Then me and my son were to go out. When I take him to the... My wife never took my son to the barber in his whole entire life.
Yes, sir.
That bothers me. I mean, some people have to do it, but it bothers me when I see women in the barbershop and men. Got to have an uncle, a brother, or somebody who can take the boy
to
the
barbershop
for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? And then people ask my son what's his name, and he say Julian Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like a champion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
You know. I pray to God. Like I told people, if my wife had my first child was a boy, she would have never had no more children.
Okay.
Now, if her second child was a girl, she would have been having children right now. I couldn't stop till I had a son.
Okay.
You know, I think that's supposed to be every man's dream.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, at least you know your name will go on.
Yes, sir.
Right. My daughter, then she got married, now she wouldn't be no more Ferguson.
No.
But my son will be a Ferguson forever and ever. Amen.
Yes, sir. I thank you.
That's my ride now, so I got to go, and I can continue listening in the car till I get to church.
I thank you so much. Pray for us, please. Thank you. Okay, so how we were talking about the sexual aspect of it, because this gentleman on my text, he has very firmly said, listen, my wife was my wife, but because she has, so we have the children, I wish we didn't have the children, we now have to do things differently. Do you find that you have to sneak to catch a piece? Do you find that you have to plan sex? Do you find that the intimacy has been taken away, but you are a mother, so the mothering comes first? So you have to think, did the homework get done? The socks white enough? The clothes iron? The grocery pack? What happens? I mean, my situation is different. I have one child.
Yeah. Right, but no, I get it. So I think there are so many different things. I think first and foremost, I think it is incumbent upon the mother and the father in the situation to understand what happens to the female body after having a child. And that is the physical body, and that is the mental and emotional state, right?
Right.
So I think it really takes, you know, and in everything in relationships, it takes having conversations. It takes, you know, y'all two working together as a team to talk about these things. A lot of it is not talked about, you know, in the postpartum phase, you know, just about, you know, energy levels and all the other different things, like you said, that have to be managed. First and foremost, we don't talk enough about how, you know, even though there are two parents, a lot of it still falls on the mother in terms of the household responsibilities, whether she is working from home, whether she's out on the out to 9 to 5. It doesn't matter. A lot of it, the household responsibilities still fall on the mother. So a lot of that means for us, we're managing a lot of logistics, managing schedules and whatnot. And the mental burnout that comes from that kind of depletes, you know, you know, some of those things that the, you know, husband or partner would expect from us. We don't necessarily have the capacity all the time. And I think it takes for us to understand that we are different in terms of our makeup. So, you know, men maybe, you know, very physical, no matter what's going on with them, they still may be able to function in that regard. They're able to, you know, operate in, I guess, have different, they're able to compartmentalize, right?
They are.
And for me, that might bleed over. I might be in the middle of, you know, intimate time, but still thinking about those things, like you said.
So if you're in the middle of intimate time and you're thinking about, did I pack the groceries? Does the child have the homework done? Will you be able to reach your climax? Will you be able to have a good time? Because you always think about these children.
You're always thinking about these things. You're always on. And I think it, like I said, it warrants a conversation for you to be able to, you know, communicate these things with your partner and say, hey, and not actually during that time, right? It has to be something that's done offline or at another time to say, hey, let's have a conversation about what happens in the bedroom and why certain things go the way they do or why they may not go the way they do. because this is how I'm thinking, this is how I'm feeling. And you two can talk about exactly what needs to happen to be able to make that an enjoyable experience for both of you when you get into that space.
This text reads, go ahead.
I wanted to answer this as well. My husband is actually on the live, and his comment was, oh, good night, ladies. I can't wait to hear your response. Because like I said, there's been a lot of changes that constantly has happened since we started dating to where we are now.
And how long have you been married?
We've been married for 5.5 years, okay. Maybe 6. And again, I love my husband. He's an amazing person. And I can't say that he doesn't help out because he's very much involved. If I go left, he's left with me. Mm-hmm. He's helping with the chores. He's helping with the kids. He's a great person. Do I have the energy and excitement to be intimate despite all of that? I can't say that I always do. And for me, what I was before as a spring chicken without kids, without all of these responsibility, is a whole different person than I am now. And while I want to be able to do these things and the desire is there mentally, mm-hmm. physically,
emotionally, we may not be able to.
Yeah.
And then also, you cannot say, oh, let's just do it. Because then his response would be, oh, you're not interested.
Yeah, right. You're just doing it for doing it's sake.
And you're just going through the motions.
Like, yeah.
I honestly, and when Alexis sent me the questions earlier yesterday, right. I told her, I said, Alexis, I can't help you with these answers because I can't give you the answers that the people may need.
Right.
Because I, too, am in this position where I'm trying to find myself again, mm-hmm. beyond being a mother.
Mm-hmm. The fun. We get lost, eh?
It's easy to get lost.
Yeah.
The fun, the excitement. And I want to be fun. I want to be sexy. I want to think about all those things like I did before. But I'm thinking about my children. I'm thinking about what I have to do tomorrow. I'm thinking about work. I'm mm-hmm. thinking about all these things. And while I understand that my marriage has to be my priority, a lot of times kids become the default priority.
Right.
Let me just get to this text before we go to commercial break. Good evening, Kenny. From my experience, instinctively, it's more natural for a woman to be a mother, but they have to learn to be a wife. This next text mm-hmm. reads, sometimes we get to the point where we just slap a lap. We're not really interested in it, but because of the man and the ability for him to stray and not to stay home, I just... Oh, Lord, I want y'all to stop writing what y'all... I can't say some of these things on the radio.
How are you going to censor it?
I just allow him to have his way. Because sometimes I'm truly not interested because of the severity of so many things that I have to manage mm-hmm. on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We are going to be back. This is Kenny's Corner, Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us, boy, one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Sorry, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like sorry, forgive me. It's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily.
Oh, like I love you. I'm like sorry. Forgive me. But you can say, baby. Listen, I like to hear when my fellas say, baby. Babes. Or they say, Ken. I like that. I like to feel like somebody want me a little bit, you know? But being in a relationship is important because everybody has the need to be wanted, mm-hmm. right? And I want to say, in terms of being a mother and holding it together, I want to say a very special thank you to Dr. Pamela Carroll because she has helped me navigate through this newfound life.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to also say a very special thank you to Dr. Tonette Hannah. Mm-hmm. I was on medication since Anai has been born. And Dr. Hannah noticed that my pressure wasn't stabilized.
Mm-hmm.
She took me off of whatever I was on and she stabilized me. And she's a mother as well. She has a daughter that goes to the same school my daughter goes to. Mm-hmm. But she is a woman that listens.
Right.
And when you go to her office, she just doesn't look at you on the outside. She takes a look at you physically from head to toe.
Right.
And she tells you the truth. Like she's saying, nah, you're fooling around.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need another woman to help you right. along the way, right? And I must say, Dr. Pamela Carroll and Dr. Tonette Hannah, I thank you. I truly appreciate you. And those two doctors were also there when my mom left.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very present for me. I must say thank you. This conversation from this texter reads, it's not easy managing or balancing a wife, a sweetheart, children, work, and everything else. I think what we fail to realize in Nassau or just in general is that men have other interests. And sometimes when a woman changes, we change as well. Mm. What I could have done yesterday, I can no longer do today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my wife and I would have had an opportunity if things weren't the same. I made a mistake and I had a child outside of my marriage. My wife accepted the child, but things have never been the same.
Mm-hmm.
I look at her and I watch the woman that she has become. I listen to your caller, and it does make you feel like a man to see your offspring with your children. But I will tell you, I lost the love that my wife shared with me because I stepped outside of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That I call her, text her, I thank you for that. But do you know what is amazing? We don't remember the fact that our body goes through changes.
Right.
We will go through menopause. We will go through a dry spell, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to let... How do we let our partners know, listen, I love you. I want to be with you. You have to help me in order to help us.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I was talking about in
Go
terms
ahead.
Of having the conversations. Like, I think,
you know, the lines of communication have to constantly remain open in a relationship when you are both partners on this parenthood journey as well. You know, it's hard enough, you know, because it's definitely not just the mother's responsibility, you know, parenting. So everyone has all of these different, the pressures of the world on them. And sometimes it's not just us. It may be the man who's not necessarily all the way there in terms of, you know, being interested in being intimate. Days get tired, too.
They do.
You know, I think like I said, constant communication. Just saying, hey, babes, today, I ain't gonna lie, I don't have it. I probably at about 60%, maybe 40%. And they might say, okay, well, I may be at about, you know, 90%. Okay, so I'll, you know, we, you know, play off each other
and
say,
see where it goes.
Yeah, and see where it goes. And I think in those times, I think it's important for us, like I said, to also remember that, yeah, our body's going through changes. And the man is going through changes as well. But like I said, to communicate these changes to them and still show them not necessarily intimacy is not just sexual. Still
intimacy
show them,
is not only sex.
You know,
come on, guys.
Still have
come
these
on.
Conversations with them and be intimate in that way. Be intimate in terms of, you know, walking past them and hugging them and touching them, just a little kiss here and there, those sorts of things.
And maybe that will lead to the greater sex, because sometimes I think that if you're off, you can tell when the sex is off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you are on, that sex is juicy.
Mm-hmm.
That sex is succulent.
Right.
Shall I say? Do we have some callers? Good evening, caller. You are on.
Yes, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Very productive, beneficial program.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Initially, when your guest caller was mentioning sometime not having as much urge, so to speak.
Yes.
My suggestion was to get involved in a sport, exercise, you know,
mm-hmm.
that it's, you know, some sort of a racket game or something that, you know, keep you on your P's and Q's. But then along the way, I also thought of something as a family member of mine. And other people I know, friends, perhaps, they have a special night of the week. So, you know, at least once a week, you know, is like a date night or mm-hmm. exclusive night. So even if you have a family and you have children, you can set aside that. But, you know, as you mentioned, sometimes work and children and so on. But then you also have to put that aside as well sometimes and put them into bed or, you know, put them aside or get a nanny or something of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
And this time is this time, so to speak. And as you rightly said, it's not all about sex and performance per se, because sometimes you can't do the things that you used to do. And sometimes you fake it until you make it.
And you just have to say, oh, yes, wonderful.
And also men can go on dry spell and dry dock, whether involuntary or directly, you know. So and you have to survive, you know, you can't go be promiscuous. You gotta wait your turn and wait your time. Seasons will come and seasons will change. Mm-hmm.
Seasons.
Yep.
Seasons.
And I think that is the biggest thing we have to
But all in all, I want to say that's a very good husband and a good wife also. So don't feel bad. You're doing well. The fact of the matter that you're concerned, that's an A grade right away.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This text reads, sometimes as a mother, Kenny, I'm saying blank these kids. I'm saying that because half of the time I put so much focus and so much energy into these kids. Yesterday I needed to get a wax, and then I realized that my son needed new cleats for baseball. I told his dad, he said, oh yes, I would get them. Time for the cleats to show up. No cleats. But guess what? I got my wax because I told him that he was supposed to get the cleats. These men think that they're just depositors and then we should take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I cook, clean, iron, have sex with you, balance your books, deal with your miserable, conniving mother, and at the end of the day, I still have to turn around and have sex with you. All I asked him to do was to get the cleats. Well, I got my wax and it's still blank them kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she put all her feelings and
everything
into
that chat.
But I agree when she says, you know, sometimes you have to say blank these kids for true, because they can take over your life, and it's very easy for that to happen. Because as moms, we always want to make sure our kids have the best.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that they're involved in everything. Anytime they call this afternoon, my daughter was supposed to have a club. The club canceled. So she's calling me. Oh, someone has to come and pick me up now. I could be staying to school forever. It's getting dark. Da, da, da. But we've already planned
right.
that you would be to the club. Now that your plan has changed,
I got a product to come pick
you
up. Right.
To stop just right. to entertain you. And I mean, for me, I always get very stressed whenever my children call, whenever they have a need. Mm-hmm. And it's
Listen
sometimes
to me.
We have to say no. And sometimes it have to be team effort.
The anxiety for me goes through the roof, yep. right? Because as soon as I see the school number show up on my phone,
Stress.
Automatic.
Stress.
I have my head bald, but in the back of my head, like the hair.
That's
like,
me.
What happened?
Exactly.
What's going on?
Exactly.
But I want to talk more about the mothering and being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Can you separate the mothering from your relationship with your significant other? You have to compartmentalize, right? But
mm-hmm.
men seem to do a very good job of compartmentalization.
Mm-hmm.
But as a woman, when it comes up to who you are
mm-hmm.
and being in a relationship, how do you differentiate what has to happen for you?
I think it's just a matter of being very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times we just, again, like you mentioned, it's always kids, we don't think about the marriage, we don't think about the relationship, and we just say, okay, he sees that I'm doing all of this for my kids, so he should understand. And a lot of times it's not that easy. You know, I think, like Alexis mentioned, communicating and explaining to them, like, this is just a season, but you are still my priority.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do a bad job as mothers of doing that.
Right.
And I think we need to just be more intentional about saying, hey, yes, the kids are there. This is a part of our lifelong goal, but my marriage is my priority. My marriage is what's important to me, and finding ways to show that, not just say it.
Right.
This text reads, these men are women.
Oh, boy.
These men want you to cuddle them, breastfeed them like their mothers did. The mothers created the issue, and that's why we have such a pandemic with these sassy men. Oh, Lord.
Jeez, you can't even read it?
As a married woman, my husband's mother dictated to our marriage. Thankfully, I am out of that marriage now, and he has some other fool running up and down behind him.
Oh, Lord.
I see the mother every time I drop my child off. And I don't even speak to her because she's annoying. But had she not been such an intricate part of my marriage,
mm-hmm.
perhaps my husband and I would have lasted. If I cook, she cook. If I wash, she wash.
Mm-hmm.
Then she would say to him, oh, I don't like how she wash your clothes. So he would take his clothes to his mother. So I was literally only there to have sex with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a relationship with men that only see their mother as their savior and sole provider is very, very complicated. It's difficult to separate a relationship because they don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm again trying to raise a man and build a bear. But good riddance to him and his ma. Okay. 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 What do you think of that? Do you think that men that raised by a particular type of woman have a tendency to be a little lackluster, and so they don't help at home or they don't want to do anything? They just think it's a woman's job to handle these things?
Mm-hmm. So I can honestly say that I am so pleased that that has never been my experience.
Thank God.
I can't speak to that. When people talk about, the monster-in-law and all of that, my
Girl,
mother-in-law
good.
Is
Can't
my
relate.
Second mother.
Exactly.
She has been she has been my rock. Just yesterday, you know, I had to call her and ask if she could keep this child, and she came and picked him up from me from my job and took him and did everything, called me and asked what medicine he should have, all these different things. She's never been the one to overstep.
Mommy knew her place. That woman
right.
mother-in-law knows her place.
But also, I am so sorry, and I don't mean to, you know, step on her toes and mash no corn, but I couldn't have seen myself in a marriage with my husband without marrying into his family. And I think people don't understand how much of a role that plays. You have to be with this person through thick and thin, for better, for worse, sickness and health and all these different things. But their family comes along with them. So how can I marry someone who, from the jump, when we were dating, we were having this problem from then. Before you have a child with this person, you had to have known what kind of family they were in. And it's already a red flag if you're dating this person and you get to the point where you're having children. I don't know how you don't know their family, their background, how they were raised, all of these different things. Because those are going to come into play heavily when you're in a relationship with someone.
Let me read this text. Kenny, much like you, I did not understand what it meant to be a wife. I loved my husband immensely. I loved him practically all of my life. But when push came to shove, he didn't share the exact same feelings for me. He cheated on me from the time that we got married, maybe even before. Of course, we're divorced now, and I no longer date men. I'm a full-blown lesbian. I do not have any children, but I can honestly say to you, I did not know how to be a wife. It took another woman to show me how to really love. It took another woman to show me what my orgasm level really was. It took another woman to show me how to balance my life. I'm not casting any judgment against my husband, but coming from a place of trauma, coming from a place where he cheated on me, mm-hmm. I no longer think that I can be placed in that era, in that era of my life. Mm. So, again, my show is called Kenny's Corner. I am open to listen to hear every single person.
Whatever,
Joe. Whatever. Let's talk about it. December 30th, we are going to have Kenny's Corner. We are going to sit down and have intimate conversations. We're going to talk about relationships, sex, the trauma of relationships, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the ugly. December 30th, ladies and gentlemen, Conversations After Dark. This is Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News Smart Talk all day. We will be back in a moment.
Pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wandered far from me, I want to feel my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly me, and it's me.
How deep is your love?
Is your love?
Angela looking at me. Hi, Chris. Chris, did you get that? Did you get all of that? I hope you didn't get what I said, Chris. We are back with Kenny's Corner. When we go off air, the conversation gets a little bit.
And that's why you gotta come out too.
Conversations after dark. When we go on break, the conversation gets hot.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the nurturing side of the mother and relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you think that in some instances, mothering while in a relationship is detrimental, or because we are multifaceted, we are able to handle both things?
I think that we can handle both. I think it's just going to take some time for us to get in that position. And I think sometimes it takes some mothers longer than others.
Mm-hmm.
And during the waiting period, men may get distracted, they may get bored and find other things to do. But I do think that women are able to do the mothering and parenting, be an amazing wife, be an amazing mother.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes time to adjust, just like anything else. You start a new job, you have to adjust.
Right.
You start a new activity, you have to adjust.
Right. There's
the
a learning curve.
Yeah.
There's a learning curve for all of it. And I think what, to your point again, whether we can do it or not, I think as we grow as people and we evolve and we change, you know, we're not always going to be the same. So
yeah.
The Alexis that my husband and I started out with is very different
from this Alexis
from this one. 20 years ago, I was a different person. I didn't know whether I even wanted children or to be married, any of these things. Me and my husband joke about this all the time.
Right.
We weren't intentional about, you know, going into marriage or having children. These things like kind of just happened.
Yep.
So every time you
I can tell you there was no family planning involved. We just was having baby.
You just, every time you fix friendly,
right?
You had a, okay.
A baby.
Okay,
I mean,
all right,
all
I understand. Yeah. Let me read this text. And this text is going to be very sobering because this is not what we traditionally hear women
mm-hmm.
say. But this, I'm assuming that this is a woman because it clearly is. So this text reads, Kenny, I'm not what you would call an everyday woman. I wanted children. I wanted the husband. I had the white picket fence. I had the white dress with the long veil. I got married in Our Ladies, and much like you, I'm a Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. But I want you to know something. I had the child. I actually had two children, and I've never seen them since. I wanted the child, I wanted the pregnancy, but I didn't want the responsibility of being a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand that not every woman that has a child is a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand intently that being in a marriage is wonderful, but both of us have to want the same thing.
Mm.
I regret not seeing my children. They're very, very well off to this very day. One is an attorney and one lives in Japan. I have never seen my children since the day I birthed them, but I know what they do. I've only seen pictures. They don't know me, and I don't know them. And maybe that is best. I'm in a relationship, but my relationship suffers because of trauma that I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's the division of life. We don't talk about this in everyday life. I am not sure when your show ends or when it begins. But can you have more conversation on the reality? Because I never wanted to not see my kids, but I've not seen my children since I birthed them.
Wow.
She is not, this person has not seen her children since she birthed them.
Mm-hmm.
not everybody wants to be have the responsibility of being a mother.
Right. Yeah. I think what's so different about that is, you know, as I have gotten older, I have learned, and even in my friend circle, I know a few fathers. They are, you know, the single fathers. They are the default parent. And it is unorthodox and kind of unheard of, especially in our society, in our community, but it happens.
It clearly does.
It happens. And, you know, when the father decides to, you know, put his seed in someone and leave, ain't no big hurrah about that.
No.
Nothing.
But when a woman does it.
But when a woman does it, it's a problem because it is, you know, seen in our culture yet again, that the woman has this mothering instinct and all these different things.
Default, yeah.
That's the default. So automatically, of course, she wants to be the nurturer. Of course, she wants to do these things. And you hear me just finish saying, yeah, it was never my plan to be married, have children, all these different things. You get into it, and of course, you grow to love these children, you know? But that's not everyone. Not that they don't love, but they don't have the desire to be a parent. They don't have the desire to raise that child. And, I mean, if she is secure in that being her truth.
This is her truth. In order for her to send me this
right.
communication, that is literally her truth.
If she is secure in that being her truth, then number one, more power to her and kudos for being able to share Because like you said, every mother, you know, doesn't want to be a mother. And a lot of times they go ahead, they may have the abortion, they may put the child up for adoption, as opposed to going ahead and having a child and then just not raising it. That is seen as, you know, taboo.
All right, let me read this. Kenny, let me tell you something, and I can tell you the hard, honest truth. This show needs to be uncensored, and Erica needs to take a... Erica needs to take a dive. I want you to understand something from my perspective. There are many times that I do not feel like having sex with my husband. I know that he's cheated, and I've approached the women on many different occasions. But we don't always stay for love, you know. I stay for comfort, and I stay to make his life a living friggin' hell. I want you to know, much like many of the women in the Bahamas, I'm going through menopause. Mm-hmm. So I've started to take hormone replacements. And so I use him for a tool, just as he has used me. My children are grown, and I want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I will not divorce him. I will stay right there, and I will take exactly what needs to be taken. But I want you to know, under no uncertain terms, I will also have my fun on the side. Call the cops.
Oh, wow.
Call the police. We have a caller. Caller, you are on the air. Good evening.
Hey, Godly Days. This is Zach in a voice along with you and your panel, candidate.
Thank you.
This is Brayman.
Yes, ma'am.
Brayman, girl.
Oh, Brayman! Oh, I didn't hear you say Brayman! I don't hear you say Brayman, I don't hear you say Brenda! Sorry!
What I really wanted to ask, the lady who lost her children, how that came about? Her husband or something like that took the children?
Yeah, we
no, it didn't seem as though. It just seems as if though she gave up rights to being a mom. She did not want to be a mother. She just had the children. She had two children, it seems, and she says where they are, but she has not physically seen these children since the day she has given birth. She just left the children with, I guess, the father or whomever, the caretakers. She just did not want to be a mom.
But she wants to see the children nowadays?
I don't think she does. She sees them from a distance.
Right.
But let me ask you something as a woman.
Go ahead.
If you were to have children out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you haven't seen them for years.
Mm-hmm.
That one really bother you? That one hurt you like?
Well, Brayman, for me, right? I grew up in a different type of situation, and the woman clearly said in the text, she has trauma from what she has seen with her growing up. I saw something very different. So in my growing up, I wanted to be an attorney. I wanted to have children. I wanted to be married. I thought my marriage would have been like my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have sufficient BGCSEs. I was supposed to have 10. I only had 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I went off to school in Atlanta. I got my master's. I came back. I got another master's. The people promised me a job. They ain't give me the job. Mm-hmm. So I had to make other arrangements, right? And that's all well and good. But me being a mother, Bremen, I think you heard me say I had triplets. I had triplets, Bremen. Yes, my triplets died. I was septic, and I almost died.
For your wife.
And God found it possible to give me another child. He blessed me with Anai. Mm-hmm. Anai's name means God answers prayers. And when I tell you, Bremen, right? Bremen, I'm sure you know my family. You know how I am as a person. And Bremen, I like to fight. Right? If you're ready, I'm ready. But the only thing that will get me, yes, but Bremen, the only thing will get me out of character is if you bother with my child.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't have to get to that. That could cause other problems.
Absolutely. So I try to be cool, Bremen.
You for the rest of your life.
I try to be cool.
Thinking of situations occasionally. But what I want to ask you, right?
Yes.
So lady would have the two children, right?
Mm-hmm.
One in one part of the world and one in the other. What she wants to see them or something of that sort?
I'm gonna WhatsApp her back and ask her because I don't think she wants to see the children.
No, she just contact, she. But I don't think she wants to. See
I don't think she wants to see those children.
But if she's thinking about them, she have feelings. For
no,
them,
I mean you can still think about
you
them.
Can
you can still
people.
Miss them, and you know, but. If she's not interested in being a mother, I mean,
then she's just not.
That's just the truth.
Bremen, have you ever asked a father who has been absentee how they feel about those children?
No, I've never asked.
Okay.
But you know something? She still has feelings for her children, and her children have since birth.
They must yearn for their mother.
Yeah.
That has to be a void, Bremen. But thank
girls
you, Bremen,
do.
For calling.
Girls,
well,
girls love their mothers also.
Yeah, we do. We really
Anyhow,
do.
Anyhow, thank you for your time, and you're doing a beautiful job. You all are beautiful.
Thank you, Bremen. Thank you. So I have to get to, boy, my time. I only have two more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I only have two more minutes. Let me get to this text. Kenny, stop freaking out with only 1 hour of conversation. That is not what I wanted to read. Let me read this next text.
Need to be longer.
Being a mother and being in a relationship is very taxing.
Mm.
Just like you, Kendra. This person called me Kendra,
so
they
know
me.
You intimately.
Yes, just like you, Kendra, I'm divorced. And I never let my children see me with another man. But I have needs as well. So with my needs comes a sacrifice. I do the homework, I put them to bed, I make sure that they're taken care of, and I have my needs outside of my home.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in a position where I'm ready to introduce my children to my partner because I'm ready to move on. Their father has already moved on. He's moved on so much to the fact that he has many women coming in and out of the marital home that we once shared. That is not the topic, of course, I understand, but I just want you to know, being a woman and being a mother and mothering in a relationship is difficult.
It is.
Everybody's dynamic is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's dynamic is truly different, and sometimes it's difficult. You have the last words, ladies.
I just want to say, you know, like she said, everyone's dynamic is different. You know, I came into my marriage, you know, with no children, and we had to build this together and build, you know, our partnership and our teamwork in order to be able to parent as well as, you know, think about when they leave the nest, how our relationship, how we want that to look. So we always have to be intentional about how we plan and do those things around that. And then for Kiani, you know, you came into it. Much like her, you know, you came into it, you already had a child and, you know, had to have your husband meet this child and try and figure out that dynamic. So that's another different thing as well. But the one thing I would say and the one takeaway that I would want all mothers who are listening to know is that it's important to nurture the full woman. It is so important to be intentional about your wellness on the whole, not just in one area, not just in being a career woman, not just in being a mother, not just in being a wife, but you as the individual. I think once you build from there in terms of balancing everything, and you as the individual, the human being, then you can flourish in any one of those areas. I think that is the most important thing for moms to be able to understand when I talk about making time for yourself and time for introspection, to be able to evaluate what it is that you value and figure out your boundaries from there. And I think all of your other relationships would be able to flow from that aspect.
Mom?
I agree with what Alexis said. Taking care of self and making sure that you are in 100% the best place you can be, so that you can give back to not just your kids, but also your husband, spouse, whatever it may be. And just one other thing to always remember, that everything is a season. Mm-hmm. Things don't last forever.
Nothing lasts forever.
You know, a marriage is two people. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing marriage and motherhood, it's important for you to operate as partners, mm-hmm, and understand that you can get through it, but you have to work together to do that.
It just seems like everything is work, man.
Everything is work. That's life. Mm-hmm. That's life.
But life is happening whether you're being intentional about it or not. So it's either you come together and work on it for your good,
or it passes you by.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ladies and gents, within the sound of my voice, this is another Kenny's Corner. It's been a wonderful conversation here with these beautiful ladies. Join me next week, Tuesday at 6:30. We're going to have another riveting conversation. Guardian Radio 96.9. I want to say thank you to the ladies of Mummy Hustle. You know who you are. I thank you for being a wonderful support, because I could not do it without you. Thank you to Mr. Delavaux for always having my back. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Never can keep me in your mirror, but don't take your eyes off the road. Holding on won't get us any nearer, 'cause we got a long way to go. Sometimes it's hard to see that some things just won't be. Now we both know, but we act so unaware. It just goes to show our love isn't fair. Tomorrow's never promised, only yesterday is a guarantee. And if I'm being honest, yeah, baby, that's the only thing that carries me. Well, we're out of time, we gotta find peace of mind and understand that maybe we never can. So keep me in your mirror, but don't take your eyes off the road. Holding on won't get us any nearer, 'cause we got a long way to go. Sometimes it's hard to see that some things just won't.